opportunities. First half, not able to score any points, and you're able to get something going, score some points in the second half. But all in all, when you're playing a team, any team really, you're gonna have to score. It's very apparent on Sunday. But we just got to go back and move forward and continue to prepare, progress, and next time you're in a situation like last week, find a way to have a different outcome.
I told Sully yesterday, you've made some throws this year. I think that in terms of accuracy, we're off the charts, obviously. And then I think on Sunday, a lot of people watched some inaccurate throws and probably wondered what's going on. They said there's a lot of different reasons for that. It's not always what it seems. What do you say? Sometimes it's a read, sometimes it's this, it's that.
There were a couple times where, especially on some deep balls, that one to Mike that I could have put a little further out there, and then one to Vincent that I was a little too far out there. When you throw the ball downfield, it's gonna be tough sometimes. But there are definitely throws that I can make, and even in practice, we're continuing to work on those, continuing to develop more and more consistency throwing the ball downfield, you got to put it on yourself. You got to say, what can I do to get better? What can I do to be more consistent as a quarterback, throwing the ball, getting the ball in my playmaker's hands? And that's what I've been doing. Just watching each throw, watching footwork, and watching, all right, what allowed me to stand in there and make this throw versus this other throw? And I really go down to the core level, try to figure out exactly what you can do to get better.
There's something about the Saints that you enjoy playing. You look at your numbers, and you've matched Drew Brees almost your entire career for yards. You've been really safe with the ball against them. Seeing you've had your career game earlier this year with 420 yards. Is there something about playing them that kind of gives you a little extra spark?
Not necessarily. Any team in your division, Panthers, Falcons, Saints. It's always good competition. Going up against a great quarterback in Drew Brees. They've got a number of stars on their offense and on their defense, and you talk about division rivals and wanting to go out and wanting to play well. And you do every week, but people say it all the time. When you're playing against guys like Drew Brees, guys that have won Super Bowls, is there something added? I don't know. But at the same time, you want to go get a win versus a division rival.
It's nothing against the guys last year, but how different do you feel about this offense as opposed to like a year ago, about yourself and the weapons you have heading down the stretch as opposed to this year?
That's a tough one, because it's obviously different, completely different offenses. We got a few different parts on this offense, but whoever we have out there, there's never been a time throughout my entire career where I didn't have faith in all the guys out on the field. And this year is no different. We get matchups one-on-one on the outside. Now, I like my chances with Mike. I like my chances with Vincent. I love Dallas down the middle. And anytime we have the chance to get the ball in Doug's hands, it's going to turn out favorable.
You do take a lot of shots in this offense down the field, rightfully so. You guys hit a lot of them. But there's a low percentage throws overall, in terms of the normal throw, if you will.
Do you
look at that? When you see your completion percentage is down to where it is, which is rare for you. You were in the 60s the last 2 years. How do you account for it in general?
Part of it's some throws are higher percentage than others. It's first year in the system, so that's not really an excuse because I feel like I've gotten to know the system extremely well. I think Sully's done a great job teaching it.
Right. But that's on you and the receiver, where you guys both have to be on the same page.
Yeah, you've seen throughout this year there have been times where something's been a little off or whatever it may be. But, the bottom line is you hate to really draw comparisons. It's kind of – you have to stay in the moment. You have to stay in what can I do to get better and what can I do to be the best on this play. You kind of look at it from play to play. But, definitely it's something that you want to improve on. You want to be in the upper echelon of the league as far as completion percentage.
Josh, how would you grade yourself after 13 games so far?
I don't know. I really don't know. It's the end of the year, that's when you go back and evaluate everything. But, you know, just continuing to work hard, continuing to try to get better and finish this year out extremely strong.
What clicked so well in that first Saints game in particular? I mean, I think that was one of your career days, pretty close to one. High percentage, I'm pretty sure, a lot of yards. I mean, was that just, I don't know, was that being in the groove? I mean, is it more than that?
You know, it's just really relaxing going out and playing. Excuse me. You know, we had a number of guys make a lot of huge plays that game. But I can't really say I felt any more on top of the game, whatever you call it. But I just went out and ran the offense. And it was nothing nothing special. You know, you just got to run the offense, and the plays are going to come. You know, some weeks you'll have more opportunities to take shots. Other weeks it'll be where you got to check it down a little more. So that was a game that the opportunities presented themselves, and our guys made the most of them.
Josh, Roy Miller just a little while ago told me that year two is when, in a new scheme, when guys really tend to flourish. And he thinks the defensive backs will be better next year. He thinks he'll be better next year. Is that something you also think, that year two, you've got 1 year out of the way, you've got the experience, another offseason. Are you looking forward to that year two, or have you even thought that far ahead?
Really, I haven't, honestly. You know, you have to make the most with what you have. You know, we say it all the time, you know, nothing's promised in this league. There are a lot of things that happen that don't allow guys to continue their careers, you know, and you have to kind of relish in the moment at all times. You know, try to do whatever you can to enjoy it, to prepare, to go out and be the best you can be in the moment. And as far as looking forward, yeah, a lot of people say that every time you play in a system and you have multiple years under your belt, you get better. You know, but, you know, right now I'm trying to get as much better as I can today.
Josh, you're a big Josh Doug Martin fan. How's he looking, a onesie?
You know, Doug is ridiculous. No, that's,
to be honest.
No, it's, that was hilarious. He actually showed me right after he took it. I'm just like, dude, I don't know what's worse. That you're wearing a onesie, or you can actually fit into a onesie.
Is that what he's giving out for Christmas?
I don't know. That'd be pretty funny though.
Are we good? I don't think we can top that.
All right, guys. Yeah.